All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. So that is so cool. So how many degrees of Chris Swanson there? I know Maureen is like 1 degree. I know a lot of people who know this guy. This guy is out in the public. He is the real fucking deal. Rebecca says I'd vote for him. I think a lot of people would love to vote for Chris Swanson. Maureen says, oh, for sure, he's our next governor. He might one day be, he's young enough to do governor job and then presidential jobs. And then, so if you were to describe him politically, I'm pretty sure, but I can't say 100%, you've got people on the far left, you've got people on the far right, and then you've got people in the middle. He is left of center. He is EZ, you know? Stevie says, ooh, young enough. I'm young enough to know a good thing when I see one. If Kenny the Punisher, Kenny writes, could quit his job and go bust these dudes full time, he would. And they'd be a bit beat up when handed over to the police. Maybe, but Kenny, I'm not sure about the physical nature of you. I think you're a work in progress. You know, I think you got to put in like a couple years of hard work before you get to the spot where you're intimidating. Because I think in about 3 seconds, your heartbeat would be beating at 300 beats per minute. Matt writes, of course my phone rang while EZ was reading my comment. Now I'm blue balled until I hear it later. Maureen says the Republicans in Genesee County do not like that he is a Democrat. Starman 314 on the YouTube channel writes, a portable incinerator would be nice, phone booth size for these bad guys. I'd go mafia style, concrete shoes and all. Thank you for being there on the YouTube channel. You're one of a small number of people. Nobody pays attention to the EZ YouTube channel. And that's okay. I don't give a shit how you get the show. I really don't. I've said many times, I mean, I don't want to. If you can be part of me, part of the show, the full show on Twitch, great. If you're listening to the audio podcast, fantastic. If you're on Patreon, I love that too. Kenny says, get the F off YouTube and get on Twitch, dummy. I don't think he's a dummy. He or she is a dummy. Starman says, I was on it. I saw it, tuned in, then realized I like Twitch more. So you're on Twitch now, right? Yeah, I guess you are. My bad. Thank you for that. As always, thank you to the folks on Facebook and YouTube for being part of the show, but I am going to kick you out. As always, the full show is available twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, like we were just talking about, on your desktop or your laptop, or you can download the Twitch app on your mobile device and then just search Eric Zane Live, and that's all you need to worry about. And then you can watch the show in its entirety. Starts at 10 a.m. Eastern time and goes till noon. 2 hours each and every day of the work week. Again, download the Twitch app, search Eric Zane Live, and you will be in good shape. Not to mention, the audio podcast is available wherever you download shows. If you miss any of it and just want to listen to it with audio only, you can download me from your favorite podcasting platform. And then there's the Patreon, which is an entirely different ball of wax than all of this. There's a whole list of different shows that I have on my Patreon, including Who Are These Free Beers, which we have a brand new episode debuting coming up on Thursday. It is a Big Fraud Thursday. We will start it at 6 p.m. Eastern time. You can watch it live for free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. I have a 7-day free trial for you on Patreon. Sign up with a payment form and you can cancel it right after and you still get the 7 days. I love that about Patreon. So you can do a 100% free trial to my Patreon. Go Blue 0052 writes some follow-up. My name is Jason, born and raised in Detroit area. I think I got your email, Jason. Lived in West Michigan for a decade in the early 2000s in beautiful Hastings. Currently live in the upstate of South Carolina. I drive a tank truck for an environmental company collecting used oil and industrial wastewater. Have listened on Spotify for a while. Just started watching live on Twitch. Keep it between the lines. Thank you to you. All right. One more thing, as always, Free Beer and Hot Wings listeners are encouraged to reach out. It's okay to like the show. It's okay to like both. I will point out, though, that as you watch me or listen to me, I am going to make it painfully clear that you are under a spell with your affinity for that show. And it's going to be broken the more I talk, because I'm going to be pointing out, as I have been for years, the problems with that show. And you'll be like, wow, I've thought that too, but I didn't know anybody else thought that. Yeah, there's a real bit of brainwashing going on there. And I take great pride in exposing that and breaking that spell and making you understand that that show is a big, huge pile of shit, and you need not listen to it and waste your time anymore. Stevie describes it as a cult. All you really need to do is pay attention to who are these free beers, which is part of my Patreon, to get all the fill you need of that shit. All right? And you go to the front of the line if you are a Free Beer and Hot Wings show listener and you have something to say to your old pal, EZ. You can send it along on the Shoreline or Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com, or leave a comment during the live stream. You're more than welcome. I don't hear that much from those from people who are still drinking the Kool-Aid because they're not quite there yet, okay? They still are part of the buffoonery of thinking that that is something that they should be spending their time with. Okay, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people to convince. There are literally tens of thousands of people that it is my goal to one at a time convince them that that show is a pile of shit. Bob writes, I'm glad you ratted out that Kelly's You Can't Win game was ripped off from the prep service and completely fake. Starman says, their show jumped the shark when you left. Thank you. David says, they've been mailing it in for years. Matt adds, Freeburn Hot Wings sucked so bad this morning. They were playing their favorite drops, even some of Saint Gaslight. Yeah, I don't ever want you to stop listening to Free Beer and Hot Wings. Again, we're on at different times. I want you to listen to that shit and then send me timestamps that I can pull and have fun with at my disposal during Who Are These Free Beers. Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday we did not hear from Joe Martinez. Hold on. Before I get to that, let me just kick everybody out who's on Facebook and YouTube. Thank you. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. X brought to you by Blue Frost IT. I heard from Megan at Irvine's. Hello, Eric. We are celebrating 30 years of business. Mom and Dad, Eric and Jamie, purchased Irvine's in 1994. I was in fourth grade. My little sister was in kindergarten. My mom was a stay-at-home mom and started out working at Irvine's to, quote, do the books for her husband. In 30 years, hairstyles have changed. Dad had a perm, I'll find a picture, and my mom had short hair. The shop has changed, but we've stayed the same as far as our commitment to honesty and quality auto repair. Now, she writes, this sounds dumb. Make it sound better. I don't think it sounds dumb at all. I think it's spectacular. She adds, you know, something about changing technology and staying up to date, the best technicians, you know. My dear Eric, I would love for Eric Zane Show podcast listeners who have visited us at Irvine's for repair or an event to leave a Google review. I will. Yeah, Kenny, leave a Google review even though you haven't taken your car there. That's what you should do. Aside from the Eric Zane Show podcast, this is the top way for people to find us. If people have left a review in the past, a quick edit of the review helps us with Google sending more people our way. I didn't know that. So if you have left a review for Irvine's Auto Repair and you go into it and add, I love them and Eric Zane or whatever the hell you want to write, Google goes, oh my God, this is the biggest thing ever. We got to send more people over there. It's just some crazy internet thing. So help us game the system. It's all about gaming the system. That's what we're doing, right? Thank you to Megan at Irvine's and Eric and Jamie for being, well, a stalwart, five-star sponsor of this show. Speaking of five-star, Joe Martinez is back. Don't forget, you have till December. I would get it done now so that you have a fine running furnace to get a free furnace tune-up and diagnostic test to make sure that your equipment is running at peak efficiency, your furnace, for the cold winter months here in West Michigan. To do that, you call Joe Martinez, 616-516-8579 at A&E Heating and Cooling. Joe will make it happen for you with a free tune-up / diagnostic test. That's valued at $145. You get it free. What it is DTE, the gas company, has partnered with one HVAC company, and that's A&E Heating and Cooling, to offer this as an incentive for you to have peak efficiency in your equipment at your house. So do that. Joe Martinez says, EZ, I ran into Sarah Rukruk Roosh. You ran into her? Well, she probably gave you a hug then. I'm guessing she did. Joe Martinez, I don't know how good he feels about the Detroit Lions, but, you know, Joe has been he's been tough to get on board the Lions bandwagon. He's said that they will fail. Remains to be seen. Joe says he's at Costco and then he calls me a dummy. That's where he ran into Sarah Rukruk Roosh. I don't know why you're calling me a dummy. Jeremy says to Joe, how was that Lions meltdown you were predicting? Joe says, just wait, it's coming. So Joe is doing the, if they don't win the Super Bowl, then he'll be the guy to say, I told you. That's what he's doing there. So basically, he's got a pretty good chance of being able to say, I told you, because not there's only one team that wins the Super Bowl. Whether they win it or not remains to be seen, but Tom Brady seems to think, and Howie Long seems to think, that they have the inside track. So I love that. Now, that doesn't mean anything, though. It doesn't mean they're going to win it. Joe says that they lost Aiden Hutchinson and another defensive player, so it's starting. I don't know. And then he says, who did they play? Overrated Dallas, similar to the to suck eye. Okay. All right. So Dallas is 3-3 now on the year, so they're mediocre. I don't know. The Lions just seem to be beating most everybody that they play. But, you know, they could lose this weekend. They play a really solid team in Minnesota. I'm anxious to see how they do. I think the Lions are favored in that game on the road. What I'm curious about is, in the event that the Lions actually did win, let's say they win the Super Bowl this year, does he say, hey, I'm on board? I mean, because that's kind of weird. I don't know how he's going to handle that. I think he's banking on that they lose, though. I know that there are some women in the audience, though, in particular, Linda, who just wants to bang his head together with Rick's like a coconut, and maybe Maureen. Some of these women, Joe, they want to beat your ass. And I don't know why that is. I think you've gone from being the object of their affection to now they want to kick your ass. So, I know that if it were me, I would not be comfortable in having women wanting to beat my face in. Linda says Joe is now second to Rick. Rick is on Linda's shit list because he said he beat his dog. Which, now, I don't believe that. He just was being an idiot and saying something silly. So, just because, I don't really believe that that's a thing. So, don't believe Linda. Linda says, Rick and Stu can fuck right off. Talked about a lot of sponsors. I do want to talk about one more because I got a bunch I got to get to. Today's a busy day for me. And I'm adding new ones too. I just added Forge 3D, who's amazing. I just added Werner Roofing. We fucking business is booming. If you know somebody who you think would be a good fit for the podcast, send them my way and I will tell them how it works. Is your future secure with your will and trust? If you're not sure, then it's not. Like if something were to happen to Joe Martinez, if he doesn't have his will and his trust all secured, and he drinks like 75 Dos Equis or Modelos or something like that, and then chokes on his puke and he's dead, does he have his plan in order? The only way to have your plan in order is by reaching out to Zach Marco at EstateWise. Call or text Zach, 616-540-7544. That's 616-540-7544. Or go to estate-wise.com. What you're doing here is you're keeping your estate out of probate, which is a bitch to get the estate out of probate. And your loved ones will have to deal with that. So make sure that your wishes are followed by getting all of that in order with EstateWise. Estate planning is very, very important. Pooh Bear and I did this, and you should too. Reach out to Zach today, 616-540-7544. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break. I feel like I need one. I will be back in just a moment. All right. Jeremy writes, I now actively root against the team that I grew up a fan of just because I want to watch Joe melt down. I don't know if Joe Martinez has it in him to melt down. I think Joe, if like Michigan becomes shitty, I think he just remains quiet. Similarly, with the Lions destroying Dallas, we don't hear from Joe till Wednesday. I mean, I wasn't there Monday. I wasn't here Monday. Didn't hear from him yesterday. But, you know, he hates the Lions. He hates the Lions. He hates the Tigers, I guess, because he just talks shit about them when they didn't win. He loves Michigan. So, and he loves the Griffins too, but it's different. Joe says, because I'm always taking days off. I am taking more days off lately. And I that's the thing. I kind of love it. In fact, I think I'm going to take another one. The only thing to do when you take a day off is to take more. So here we are. It's the 16th. It looks like Monday, November 4 is the next day off. That's what I'm going to do. Monday, November 4, take a long weekend. Well, actually, it isn't really a long weekend because I got a Griffins game on Friday night. So I won't go up till Saturday. But yeah, man. That's kind of like what you're doing nowadays. You know, when you get old, you take days off. You're supposed to. You don't work harder. No, you take it easy. Jesus. Jimmy says, Linda, you need to watch Murder in Boston on Amazon Prime. Aram says, Linda is full of rage. Aram says, I don't think Maureen really cares, but Linda is full of rage. You know, yeah, that's exactly right. If you definitely want to stay on her sweet side. Because if you piss her off, there's no going back. You know, she's not one of these multiple chances. If you upset her in a particular way, oh, God help you. She will just kick your ass. So I don't, and she's too valuable to me. And I love her dearly. So I can't risk ever doing anything to upset her. Bob says, hell, lately, he's not even doing the 4 days. I think we need to start making the podcast 1 day a week. I was talking to management about that. I don't think it's going to happen. I think I'm going to be stuck doing 5 days a week. I actually seriously love doing the podcast. There isn't anything that I do that I don't like. That I don't like doing. Linda says to Jimmy, I already looked up that show that you wanted me to watch. What was it called? Murder in Boston or some shit? And then she said, I already watched it. You had to look it up to find out if you watched it? Pretty soon you'll just do the Anthony Cumia plan, 4 day work week. Gotcha. Aram says he takes a lot less pee breaks lately. Must be healing. Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder why that is. Let's see here. I got a story I want to get to. This is part of the morning pick me up. Local lady turned 100 years old. I'm always interested in these stories. Let's check it out on our local TV station.
very special happy birthday to Phyllis in Grand Rapids this morning. Today, she turns 100 years old. Wow. Even though she told 13 on Your Side, she does not feel her age.
I feel younger. I feel like I'm 40.
Okay. Born in Missouri, Phyllis, who asked that we not use her last name, moved to Grand Rapids in her early 20s.
And my mother came up here as a buyer at Wurzburg's, which you probably don't remember.
Her mother never shared her age. Phyllis says she only found out.
Okay, so this lady does look 100. Okay, I would say she looks age appropriate. That's about what a 100-year-old person looks like. But she's sharp. You can tell. You can have a normal conversation with her. I love that.
After her mother's death.
My mom lived to be 85.
A small family.
This was our house.
See, those are gnarled hands. Those are hands that she might not even have worked, like, a lot. And your hands, your bones betray you. I mean, when you get that old, your hands and feet don't look like hands and feet. They look like something. They look like Aiden Hutchinson's leg. Is what they look like.
Brother.
And now they're all gone.
The longer I was here, the more I realized that her circle of support was pretty small.
With no more living.
Okay, I don't know if this is the daughter.
Relatives, lucky for Phyllis, one.
I take it back. She looks younger than 100. I'll say she looks 90. Now, if you go to somebody who's 100 and say you look 90, that is not a compliment. Because 90 is still fucked up, you know? I mean, if you could say, well, she looks 40. All right, now that's impossible, but, you know.
Neighbor took notice.
Started keeping an eye on her, and we became friends.
She gets some help with housekeeping and meals.
I don't think that's her daughter.
My goodness, I'm very impressed.
I don't take any medication.
Wow.
Oh, well, I do now. I take... Something's wrong up here, you know, and this goes instead of...
Okay. Only just starting heart medication kicking. In the last week.
It just amazes me. You know, she still lives alone. Okay. She has pays her own bills. I mean, I struggle with that, trying to figure out, oh, what did I do?
Okay, this is a pal.
Carol Drudy is a longtime friend. Phyllis met at work more than 40 years ago.
Oh, if I live to be that long, I hope to be like her.
I think what keeps them going is a gumption. I mean... To just get up every day is a big deal.
An even bigger deal on this day as she marks 100 years of life.
You are quite remarkable.
Sharon planning a birthday party.
I would like to follow a person who turns 100. Like, for example, Phyllis here. Ladies and gentlemen, your old pal EZ with a few words about my latest and greatest partner, Prize Picks. America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. My goodness. Prize Picks. What I love is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And all you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Check this out. 1-1. Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in the month of September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Also, good news, Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in most states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, your picks are still alive. How about this for a lineup? Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. Dak Prescott for more than 263 passing yards. Josh Allen for less than 240 passing yards. And CeeDee Lamb for more than 96 receiving yards. Then you watch, you root, you have fun. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Eric Zane and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Eric Zane, of course, on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. Hey everybody, it's your old pal EZ to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Okay, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for Big Wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. She's got a sash on and a crown, and the button says, "It's my 100th birthday." The bit would be, you get like a bunch of people who are turning that age. They have the same getup on as Phyllis here. And who can get the most shit free? So, you know, whatever. She can go into businesses and just, it's up to her to get as much free shit. Because I would guess that if you go into various businesses or establishments, you can get a lot of free shit, you know? So she can walk in with like free McDonald's, a bunch of free fucking Founders beer, maybe a couple black dudes. These are all things that she would want. A car, maybe. I mean, if the kid earlier in the show can steal cars, go to prison, and get a free car and a scholarship, I would think that the sweet lady who is turning 100 could get black dick.
Something to mark.
Hell, maybe the kid could have sex with her.
Mark the day and make it special for her because she deserves it.
We don't know if anybody's coming or nobody's coming.
So I'm sure that we will have people come.
As for any advice from Phyllis on living so long.
I have no idea. I don't think about it.
You know, you always ask that question on these. Hey, what's your secret to longevity?
I feel that old.
Wow.
Phyllis, happy birthday. Her friends tell me that Phyllis usually sits in a chair in her garage each day to see people walking by with their dogs. Today, they're decorating that chair with balloons, all kinds of birthday decorations to have a little neighborhood birthday party.
Okay.
She mentioned she wasn't sure if anyone was going to show up.
I don't know why she thought that.
I think people are going to show up. Phyllis,
I might
like
show up.
Okay.
Yeah. She's so darling.
As soon as you get done with this story, you're not even going
to
give a shit.
Day to her, and I'm happy we get to bring her some slightly warmer temperatures as well.
Oh, the weather. Now they pass it off to the weather girl. She's going to say, yeah, it's got a big warm-up for Phyllis. Holy shit. All right. That's a pretty great story. Jeremy says that would have been a hilarious Joe stunt back in the day. He dresses up as a 100-year-old but doesn't have any makeup to make him look that old. Then he tries to get free stuff. Producer Joe, I'm 100, get free stuff challenge. Kenny writes, she just sits in the chair and watches out the window because she never got into all that newfangled technology called television. Matt says, just think what that kid could do with a new car and her social security checks. Yeah, I don't think the kid is into stealing anymore. Starman says no meds. That's why she's 100. Kenny says, I want to hear her say the only other medication I take is smoking a little pot every day. And when the reporter asked her if she was serious, hell yes, I got high before you guys showed up here today. I would not. If I smoked pot, I remember the one time I smoked it. Well, there was actually one, I don't know, probably like 4 or 5 times in my life. And the last time was in college. I was so fucked up. We just sat there and giggled like idiots. And then I got paranoid and freaked out. It was kind of a bad experience. I would be afraid to ever do that again. I want you guys to do it for me. You know, which by the way, do you remember Green Medicine Shop? They're a sponsor on this show, but they're dormant right now. I'm working to bring them back. Now, I don't know if that is going to be the case, but I will tell you this right now. They are going recreational. They have been able to make enough headway in the great community of Greenville, Michigan, to actually take it from a medicinal facility, which they will still offer, different quality of cannabis, to a recreational facility. I love that. Kyle says, what's wrong with sitting around giggling while high? Starman says, smoking right now. Kyle Ryan says, done. I'll be getting really high tonight for Dynamite Wednesday. Maureen says, glad Greenville is finally wisening up. For me, I just can't do it. I can't do anything that is, you know, I would somehow fuck up my life if I was in any state of mind other than what I have right now. For me personally, you do what you want to do. I'm glad you do. I don't have any problem with that. Kenny, of course, lives in that stupid backwater state, one of 9 states in America that cannabis is illegal. Idiots. How is that even a thing? All right. Kuiper Tree Care stays on with the Eric Zane Show podcast. And that makes me very happy. Their website, KuiperTreeCare.com, KUIPER, TreeCare.com. They do a lot that you may need. For example, tree removal, tree pruning, land clearing, storm cleanup, stump grinding, tree risk assessment. They have 3 certified arborists there, and they want you to call. Call or text to get your estimate, 616-828-8225. If you live, I went ahead and banged on the door of my neighbors. Hey, you got any trees you want out? And they'll give you, like, a package deal. Like, to say, all right, so-and-so, these 2 trees are going to cost you this much. But he's talking about the neighbors. All right, if we end up doing the 8 trees, the price is going to drop for you. 616-828-8225. They are in West Michigan. Kuiper Tree Care. TC Paintball. That's where you go for an amazing paintball adventure. Rick says that he's opening up the pocketbook. You sign up for a paintball adventure. He's giving money to the local animal shelter for dog therapy. I'm just being a smartass. Anyway, TC Paintball, online at tcpaintballgr.com. They are awesome. Book an event for you and your friends at TC Paintball. Fully stocked pro shop. Everything you need is there at TC Paintball. Can't forget about Frank Fuss, no matter where you are in the listening audience. When it comes to health care, Frank can help you with healthcare.gov. That's something that some of you sign up for every year at about this time. Have Frank do it, because you might be missing out on important things that you are entitled to with your health care policy. And Frank knows everything about all of the policies that are offered at healthcare.gov. He is a guru of sorts. So if you are in between jobs, or your boss does not offer health care, or you're self-employed, you're getting your health care from the marketplace, and Frank will completely free help you out. He is paid by the insurance companies. For more information and to book a meeting time with Frank, either by the phone or in person, go to buyinsurancehere.com. Buyinsurancehere.com. Fill out the form. Mention easy, and you are good to go. Cutting hair for 50 years. I said that wrong. For 50 years, haircuts for a king. King's Room Barbershop. Three locations. Caledonia, Northland Drive, and at 821 36th Street in beautiful Wyoming, Michigan. Their website is kingsroom.net. Go there for hours, times, and whatnot. Haircut's going to set you back $19 plus tip. They have tons of hair care products there for you to check out as well. I go with the Ruzel Flat Matte Hair Pomade. I'm not using it today, obviously, but it's stellar. And if you want to get a job cutting hair and you are a stylist, reach out to my friends at King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net. Last sponsor for the day is the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now, refinance later. 231-332-6505. Of course, that's where I get my mortgages done. That's what I got done on my refi here at this house. And that is what I will do when it comes to being the slumlord that I will be with the vacation property rentals at up near Fear Bunker North. Mario will take care of everything. 231-332-6505. Jacqueline and Justin went through Mario, got their mortgage pre-approved through Mario. You can do the same. No matter where you are in the U.S., 231-332-6505. Protesters are roaming the streets of Battle Creek, Michigan, outside of an outstanding business, huge business, a business that I know I love, and trying to make life difficult for them. And I don't like this, because I love the products that this company makes. And I don't like fucking protesters making a stink about shit. Well, it turns out the Kellogg Company in Battle Creek, Michigan, said like 10 years ago, hey, all right, we're going to bow to public pressure because these pissed off moms were saying, yeah, we don't like the coloring that you use to make Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks. And we think that it causes children to get sick. Now, the Food and Drug Administration says none of the products that Kellogg's uses to make Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks, none of those products do anything to your health. These are just food products, and I wouldn't worry about it. But this fucking mob got in their head years ago that, oh, we don't want this. This is like the biggest thing in the world to do. We got to get rid of the food coloring that they use in Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks. So Kellogg's did what I would do. They said, You're right. We're going to get rid of those food colorings and change things up. And then they did nothing. That's what I would do. I would say, okay, sounds good. And then just don't do it. Well, that's lasted many, many years now because it's 2024. So for a decade now, they've been saying, when are you gonna get rid of the dye? And they're like, oh, yeah, it's coming up in the next box. Don't worry about it. It's done. But they didn't. So then this fucking pack of idiots found out that they had actually done it in Canada. The Fruit Loops in Canada are made the colors that they are by using concentrated carrot juice, watermelon juice, and blueberry juice. But in the U.S., we still use artificial colors and BHT, a chemical preservative, which the Food and Drug Administration says, yeah, you can eat BHT and the dye like alone and it won't do anything. The moms and dads are convinced that the dye makes kids like keeps them from being healthy. And my thought is, if you're so worried about your children being healthy, why the fuck are you feeding them Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks in the first fucking place? Look, at the end of the day, the only reason why we feed our kids Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks is to get them to eat something in the morning so we can get them the fuck out of the house and to school. And then they're not our problem. They're the school's problem. So who gives a shit? And frankly, I love 9:30 p.m. pouring a fucking giant salad bowl-sized bowl of Fruit Loops with about half a gallon of milk and just sit down for some of the finest cuisine that has ever existed. And I don't want a bunch of fucking pissed off moms fucking with that. All right? Shut the fuck up. Dozens of people rallied around the headquarters saying, hell no, we won't go. Activists delivered petitions with a whole bunch of signatures asking that Kellogg remove the dye. They say, look, there's evidence the dye makes our kids wild. Behavioral issues. Well, no, your kids are fucking having behavioral issues because they're kids. I'm here for all the mothers who struggle to feed their kids healthy food without added chemicals, said Vani Hari, a food activist who previously pressured Kraft Heinz to remove artificial dyes from its macaroni and cheese. What a fucking idiot. Food and Drug Administration has reviewed the products and said it does nothing. It's fine. Kellogg's says our foods are safe. Boy, this is something. I think as our own counter protest, we need to go to the store, all of us, and buy Kellogg's foods. Kellogg says it plans to remove artificial colors and ingredients almost a decade ago because it believed customers were seeking foods with natural ingredients that would welcome the change. But the company said it found that consumer preferences differed widely across markets. For example, there is better reception to our meal recipes that utilize natural color alternatives within the Canadian market than in the U.S. So Kellogg's is basically saying that Canadians are like, they care about that. And that sounds like something that a dumb fuck Canadian would care about. No offense, Kevin in Northern Ontario. Us in the Midwest, we don't give a shit. Still, Kellogg may have to reconsider. Last month, Gavin Newsom from California signed a bill banning 6 food dyes from food served in the state's public schools, making it the first state in the U.S. to take such a step. California's law bans 4 of the dyes now used in Fruit Loops. If I'm Kellogg's, I just make a have a box that says California Fruit Loops with no food coloring and see how that goes. Okay? That's how I would play ball with those idiots. I can't believe there's anyone in the world who is so pissed off with something that they would protest cereal. My God. Molly says, I love California, to be honest. I do too. I don't have a problem with California or Californians. If they want to put regulations in place, that's great. I don't live there. If I did live there, would it bother me? No, I wouldn't give a shit. Kenny says they also say aspartame is safe for human consumption. Right. Give me more aspartame. I want a bowl of aspartame today. David says cereal in general is full of chemicals. It's basically garbage food. This is true. Tyler says Easy has been known to crush a whole box of sugar cereal in one sitting. That is so true. Tyler, you were talking today about something that I was reminded of that I was going to talk about. Oh, it's the stuttering story. I need to finish with the stuttering story about poor Matt Smith. That was the guy I talked about earlier, and it was such a horrible thing. It was like one of my first memories. My dad, God, I'm guessing, well, I met Matt in second grade. So I had, this is probably when I was 7. I have very few memories of my father at home because I was so young when he flew the coop because he left when I was 8. Now, I met Matt in September of second grade. And Dad left in the winter when I was 8, I think. So that's where the window of this is. Somewhere around 1977 and 1978. Dad's working on the car in the driveway. Matt and I are playing with army men in the backyard. I've got the bridge and the green army men. He's got the yellow army men. And we're setting up our divisions. And we're going to have a war with our army men. And Matt is stuttering. I don't remember the words he was saying, but Matt couldn't say 2 words without starting to stutter. So there I am patiently waiting for him. And he's going. And my dad was working on the Dodge Dart. And he's put down the fucking wrench. And he goes walking up to Matt. And Matt's going. My dad gets down on his, like, down, bends down and gets in his face and goes. He starts mocking him right to his face. And I was like, oh, fucking shit. Even then, I was like, this is horrible. Horrible. And I don't remember how Matt reacted. I think Matt got a lot of shit about that as a kid. So it might have just gone. We were pretty tough. We had to put up with a lot of shit. Drunk parents who didn't do shit with us. God damn. Another example of Kenny not getting jokes. He's talking about aspartame. I talked about how I want to eat only that. Tyler jumps on board and says yes to aspartame. Kellogg's needs to come out with Asperjacks as their next product. That's great. Kenny goes, no, it's so bad for you. Yeah, We know, fuckhead. It's a joke. But I don't like it, so it's not funny, because I'm a stupid dumb fuck. Ow! Why don't you get jokes? Whenever it's something that's like in your wheelhouse that you're passionate about, it's suddenly not funny. Everything on this show is funny. God. I don't find that funny because it causes cancer. No shit. God damn. It's such a pain in the ass with your not getting jokes. No. Yeah, I didn't lose 400 pounds because I only weigh 305. I know. Oh, God, you're just unbearable. Jesus. Like, yeah, Maureen says, like, Rick beating dogs is hilarious. Exactly. He doesn't really beat dogs. Linda believes that because she's stupid. But, I mean, come on. Jesus, I hate it when you do that. It drives me nuts when you don't get it. Start to get it. Get it more consistently. That's what you need to do. Jesus. All right. Linda says, I believe what I believe. Ugh. Oh, stick it. Just stop. Cut it out. All right, I've had it. You guys are putting me in a bad mood. Oh, I know he's a dog abuser. Oh. Maureen is weighing in because that is an impression of Linda. I think we have found Linda's voice. Kenny says, don't forget about the asshole today. You're right. I need to get that. If Maureen is like this, Linda has to be, oh, fuck you. That, there you go. That is the Linda voice. Linda has just gotten a voice. I know he beats dogs! Holy shit! Fuck off! Oh, oh. That's it. It has been birthed. It is yours forever. Maureen is also dumb and says, Eric, that sounds nothing like her. They don't have to! It's a characteristic. It's a goddamn, what do you call it? Embellishment. It's supposed to. It fits. Quit nitpicking. Jesus. All right. Asshole of the day today. I have nominees for Lars. Joe Martinez says these women have no sense of humor. Yeah, Kenny and Linda. Both of those women are fucked up. Yeah, I'm just going to make the asshole of the day, Linda. Just because.
What do you mean? I'm not an asshole. I'm so pissed off at you. Oh my God.
Linda says, no more sponsors. No more sponsor recruiting for you, dick! All right, that's it. Thanks for being here. Have a good one. Till next time. Bye-bye.